St. Peter's, St. Mary Major's, St. Paul's outside the walls, and the Cathedral of St. John Lateran are the four pontifical Roman basilicas. Penitentiaries are the priests who dedicate their lives to the pastoral ministry of confession. The confessors who met with Pope Benedict on Monday carry out their ministry among the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims who visit Rome's basilicas each year. They minister the sacrament throughout the day and in all major languages. Pope Benedict XVI told a group that in the sacrament, the confessor is the active instrument of God's divine mercy. He also underlined the importance of the sacrament of penitence within the lives of each Christian, because, he says, it makes the redemption of Christ's paschal mystery real.
Il sacramento della penitenza.
The Pope said the act of confession is an act of spiritual rebirth and that only God can work this miracle of grace. In this mysterious process, the confessor is not a passive spectator, but the instrument of God. Because of this, Pope Benedict pointed out that along with a good spiritual and pastoral sensibility, a confessor also requires sound theological, moral and pedagogical grounding. He also advised a greater awareness of the social, professional and cultural arenas of life, urging the priests to inform themselves beyond the confessional so that they are able to give relevant practical and spiritual advice. Don't forget, said Pope Benedict, that the priest confessor is called to carry out the role of father, spiritual guide
history.
And teacher,
Santa
and as a result, must be informed and up to date.
A little bit more than 100 years old, the Church of Sant'Anselmo was consecrated on the 11th
role of confessor
of November
is above all a spiritual
Martin's
one,
day
and as such must be rooted first and foremost
yes,
in Christ's message of salvation.
For the
we
Benedictine
cannot, the Pope,
yes, order that's
and
a tremendous
to others
significance
if we are not first
in the Church.
Of course, and it was Pope Leo XIII
by so many religious and social challenges.
And
this sacrament needs to
even
be rediscovered.
Now, why is the Pope going from Sant'Anselmo to Santa Sabina?
He arrives at, I think, at 4:25 at Sant'Anselmo, and he enters the church and goes to the apse, and there he starts with some words, and then we procedamus in pace, the deacon will sing, and then we start as a procession, and he will be at the end of the procession.
And the Church of Santa Sabina has a great history.
Yes, yes. That's going back to the 5th or 4th century.
And Santa Sabina is supposed to be buried there?
Yes, as far as I know. I'm not a specialist in these questions, but she was a rich lady, a rich woman, who gave her house for some community on the Aventine.
And can you say something about the practice of the station churches for Lent?
In the Middle Ages, already in the early Middle Ages, during the Lenten period, every day there was a special church elected as the church where to have a meeting, usually with the Holy Father, as Bishop of Rome, together with the faithful, and to pray there to give a special accent to the Lenten period. So there are station churches all around Rome.
And people go to each church each day?
Yes, and I have heard now, I couldn't see it, but I know that the North American College has started again this practice that students from the North American College went every day to one of these churches. And I myself, when I was a student here 40 years ago, in 1 year I did also all the 40 churches.
Yes, well, the students from the Bader joined them as well. And one day St. Paul's outside the walls becomes a station church. So
yes,
everybody meets there and then they come across to the Bader for breakfast afterwards.
I found it a beautiful practice, and it was always the only day during the year, or except for the feast day of the church, that you could see all the relics also of the church. Sometimes a little bit funny even, these beautiful relics of the Middle Ages. I remember in one church where you find even in a glass part of the night when the Israelites left Egypt.
Oh, really?
Yes. But you see, it's a sign. People know exactly that this is not a real relic, but it's a sign for them to remember the important night when the Israelites left Egypt as a sign of liberation. So it has a deeper meaning. I think that people in those ages still knew that what such a kind of relic meant.
Yes, and some of the older churches have parts of the church that aren't normally open to the public, so you can be really in touch with the very, very beginnings of the church.
Exactly. Also, when you go to San Giovanni e Paolo, to all these churches, these old churches, where you get somehow the atmosphere and the feeling of the old church in Rome, and it gives you also some special impression to feel in contact with the faithful of that time.
Which is very good as a beginning for Lent.
I think so, and it opens up also to all the faithful around the world. We have simultaneity with the faithful in the past, but also all around the world.